The basic rule of selling is this: people do not buy products, they buy benefits. And our job is to sell benefits. And our job in the sales conversation is to find out what benefits this person would be willing to pay for. What benefits are uppermost in the concern of this person? If you're talking to a sales manager, for instance, about a product or service that you offer, the sales manager is concerned with what? Greater sales volume. He's not concerned with profits because he cannot affect profits. He is rewarded on the basis of the volume of sales. So if you talk to him about cutting costs or increasing profits, you're talking about something that is not a need or a concern of his. If you talk to a business person or an entrepreneur or manager about cutting costs, it may be relevant. You talk to them about increasing profits, it may be relevant because that is of concern to them. So we always have to identify the basic needs, and one of the basic need analysis that we can do is remember that you uncover needs by questioning skillfully and listening carefully. We find that people think about themselves at least 95% of the time. About 95% of the time, people are sitting there thinking about their own problems and their own needs. And the job of the salesperson is to establish rapport and to ask questions and listen carefully, because if you let people talk for any period of time, they will tell you their basic need or concern with regard to your product. And the very best questions to use to uncover needs are the six honest serving men. What are you doing in this area right now? When did you start doing this? Where do you currently get your supplies? How did you start in this area or start using this particular product? Why would you be thinking about changing? And who are you dealing with now, or who would be involved in the decision, or so on? These questions are all open-ended questions, and they cannot be answered no to. They require a specific answer or an elaboration. In Freudian psychology, they have something called the Freudian slip. The Freudian slip is just the simple fact that if a person is encouraged to talk often enough or long enough about themselves, they will subconsciously, inadvertently, tell you their most important concern. If you will listen to customers closely enough and ask them questions skillfully enough, they will eventually tell you everything that you need to know to be able to sell them. This is why the very best salespeople are very low-keyed. The very best salespeople are very good questioners, and they are excellent listeners. The old school of selling, where you had a very, very sharp pattern, you went in and you just talked the person to death, is all gone. Today, people do not want to be sold. They want to be bought. Your job as a salesperson today is that of an advisor, and that of a counselor, and that of a consultant. And if you look upon yourself as a sales consultant or a sales advisor, a product advisor, you will be seeing yourself, you'll be developing a self-concept that is consistent with your role. Because products today are so much more complex than most customers can understand, what they need is a friend to advise them on the best choices and decisions for them. They don't need somebody to try to sell them something, they need somebody to teach them what the product can do for them. We know also that because of habits, people naturally resist new things. So the key today is, instead of presenting a product as something new, always present it as an improvement. Not new. You don't say this is a new product, this is an improvement, or a step forward, or a development in the field that might be better than what they're currently using. Everybody's interested in improvements, nobody's interested in something new. Customers want the simple truth about a product or service. They want honest information about how it can help them improve their lives and improve their businesses. They resist and they resent any kind of high pressure. The salesman can satisfy basic subconscious needs of the customer. Some of the basic subconscious needs of the customer are to be respected. The salesperson can do that. The needs of the customer are to be listened to. The salesperson can do that. The needs of the customer are to have honest advice to help them do their job better or live their life better. The salesperson can give that. And these deep subconscious needs and satisfying needs is what separates the professional from the amateur.